Book of Habakkuk, Chapter 1. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. Jehovah, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? I cry out unto thee, violence, and thou dost not save. Why dost thou cause me to see iniquity, and lookest thou upon grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there is strife, and contention riseth up. Therefore the law is powerless, and justice doth never go forth, for the wicked encompasseth the righteous. Therefore judgment goeth forth perverted. See ye among the nations, and behold, and wonder marvelously, for I work a work in your days which you will not believe, though it be declared to you. For behold, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and impetuous nation, which marcheth through the bread of the earth, to possess dwelling places that are not theirs. They are terrible and dreadful, their judgment and their dignity proceed from themselves, and their horses are swifter than the leopards, and are more agile than the evening wolves, and their horsemen prance proudly, and their horsemen come from afar, and they fly as an eagle that hasteth to devour. They come, all of them, for violence. The crowd of their faces is forwards, and they gather captives as the sand. Yea, he scoffeth at kings, and princes are a scorn unto him. He derideth every stronghold, for he heapeth up dust, and taketh it. Then will his mind change, and he will pass on, and become guilty. This his power is become his God. Art thou not from everlasting, Jehovah my God, my Holy One? We shall not die. Jehovah, thou hast ordained him for judgment, and thou, O rock, hast appointed him for correction. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on mischief. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and keepest silence when the wicked swalloweth up a man more righteous than he? And thou makest men as the fishes of the sea, as the creeping things that have no ruler over them. He taketh up all of them with the hook, he catcheth them in his net, and gathereth them into his drag. Therefore he rejoiceth and is glad. Therefore he sacrificeth unto his net, and burneth incense unto his drag. For by them his portion is become fat, and his meat dainty. Shall he therefore empty his net, and not spare to slay the nations continually?